a local doctor has created a new program that teaches middle and high school students about concussions and migraines through the power of visual art. Dr. Mia Minnan is a neurologist at NYU Langone, who co-founded the Headache and Arts program. Dr. Minnan, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thank you for a few minutes of your time today. What is the origin of this program?
Yes, so Headache and Arts, it's a visual arts-based health program for high school students. It's really to address the high rates of migraine and concussion, the low rates of healthcare-seeking behaviors for those conditions. And basically, we know that high school students oftentimes start to develop migraine or concussion, particularly when teenagers, particularly women, get their menstrual cycle. That's oftentimes when migraine starts in the teenage years, early 20s, 30s. And also high school students are engaging in contact sports, and so they're getting concussion. So we wanted to really raise awareness about migraine and concussion to these students so that they can better understand these really disabling and prevalent neurologic conditions, but also really share the knowledge with others in their communities.
And how does visual art come into it?
Sure. So arts can really be used as an educational tool. I had actually participated in a program at the Jewish Museum when I was a high school student, where I learned about art as a form of expression. And art has been used in terms of art therapy. Art has been used to teach medical students about empathy. They've taken medical students to different art museums, and they've looked at paintings to learn about empathy. And actually, there are famous artists like Vincent van Gogh, George O'Keefe, who had migraine and depicted their neurologic symptoms of migraine in their art. So if you think about Starry Night and also some of Georgia O'Keeffe's art, she has an exhibit right now at the MoMA, I believe. They've really, it's about the aura and the depiction of the neurologic symptoms in art. And so we basically teach the students about these famous artists and how they depicted their neurologic symptoms through art. We talk about how line drawing and different colors can be used to express emotion and pain and other things. And the students then create a work of art depicting either migraine or concussion. And we then display the art as a public health exhibition to teach others about migraine and concussion.
As the father of a daughter who suffered a concussion while playing soccer in ninth grade, I know from whence you speak about the seriousness of this. So is the art both to learn about what is going on, be it a migraine or concussion, plus a therapeutic tool, or is it one or the other?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And so it's really meant as a form of teaching and as an expression. But interestingly, a lot of students have found it to be a therapeutic tool to get their mind off other things, and where they're able to really focus on the creative side of things. So it has had a dual effect. And students have said it's been very relaxing and very rewarding. And they've done really cool things with the art. They've done art, both, visual art that's on display, kind of like in the form of an art exhibition, but also a lot of things on social media to raise awareness with different kinds of medium. In one classroom, they even created books, kind of like pop-up books on migraine and concussion. And then also, I want to mention there's a public health leadership ambassador component to the program. So it doesn't just end with art. We do teach students skills, so how to develop an elevator pitch, how to write a letter to the editor, contact the media to talk about these disabling neurologic conditions. So they can talk about what they learned in the program, art as an expression, but also migraine or concussion, but then have the skills so that they can then pitch to the media other important public health causes to them.
Doctor, we have about 20 seconds left. Finally, are we seeing more concussions in young people these days, or is it, as the old song says, just my imagination?
There are a lot of concussions. 1 in 5 high school students have had a concussion, and that's just, it could be even higher. Those are just reported concussions, or maybe a lot of underdiagnosed and then undertreated ones as well.
Dr. Mia Minnan is a neurologist at NYU Langone, who has co-founded the Headache and Arts program, a program that teaches middle and high school students about concussions and migraines through the power of visual art. Doctor, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.